Journalist Mohamed Fehmi and his two colleagues Peter Gresta and Bahar Mohamed spent over a year in Egyptian prisons. Gresta was recently deported to Australia. Mohamed Fehmi was the Cairo bureau chief for Al Jazeera English. He says the only crime he committed was journalism. He's out on bail now pending a retrial on charges of terrorism. Fehmi spoke with NPR's Leila Fadel about the case that upended his life and caused an international outcry over freedom of expression.
Fehmi's been out of prison less than 2 days. He stands in his parents' living room and laughs with friends and his fiance. And then he sits down for an interview and recounts what he calls the nightmare of the last 14 months.
It was 1 month in a dark, dingy cell, infested with insects, no light, no watches to tell time.
Fehmi says at first he was locked up with hardcore militant Islamists. And then he and his colleagues, three well-respected journalists, were convicted on terrorism charges in what human rights organizations called a sham trial. He felt vindicated when the charges were overturned by Egypt's highest court last month, citing lack of evidence and saying they should not have been charged in a terrorism court because they didn't commit violent crimes.
So why are we still going on a retrial? It's the same charges, the same accusations, the same evidence. It just doesn't make any sense that I'm back in the cage again.
He refers to the prosecution cage he'll return to in an Egyptian courtroom on February 23rd, accused of crimes he says he didn't commit. Now that he's home, he's relishing the moments he's missed for a long time.
I came home and basically just hung out with the mother, my mom, my dad, and we just reflected on the insanity that we've been through for a year. And it was just walking around the house and looking at the bed and enjoying the fact that I don't have a cop watching me 24 hours a day.
But he knows this freedom could be temporary if the court decides to convict him and Behed Mohamed again.
We're still living in this nightmare.
Fehmi, who was a Canadian-Egyptian, had hoped he would be deported to Canada after security officials visited him in prison and told him to drop his Egyptian citizenship so he could be extradited. It was the only way, they said. So he did it begrudgingly. But when his colleague Gresta was deported earlier this month and he was not, he said he knew he'd made a mistake. And he says Canada didn't make the same efforts the Australians made to protect their citizens.
I am angry and I'm planning to get it back. I feel that I was betrayed by this deal.
Although he's free, Fehmi still has to register every day at a police station as the case continues. His life is stalled and he knows his freedom may be taken away again. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.